Hey friends, welcome back to the Work Your Wealth podcast, the show where we're teaching you how to make smarter choices with your money. I'm your host, Mary Beth Storjahan, certified financial planner and founder of Workable Wealth. Well, today marks an important milestone in the Work Your Wealth podcast series. We are in February of 2021, and this month, this week actually marks 4 years since I began recording this podcast. And it has been an amazing 4 years. I have interviewed some phenomenal guests. I have had wonderful conversations. I have made friendships, and I have really shared the journey that I have been on through my career, through even some of our personal finances with you all as well. So connecting with the audience and having these interviews and just learning so much, even myself as a financial planner, from others, how they run their businesses, how other people are doing financial planning, how we can become better connected to using our money to live a life we love and making space for ourselves to really live into our values. It has been a wonderful journey. And with that, I want to take some time today to share some of the lessons that I have learned along the way, just in doing the podcast and in making some big decisions. And I do want to share that for now, this is actually going to be the last Work Your Wealth podcast that will be recorded. I don't want to say that it is forever, but it is definitely for now that we will be taking some time. I will be taking some time away from this podcast to make space for other creative endeavors under the Abacus Wealth Partners brand and to be able to begin to align myself further over there and to lend my voice to that platform as we begin to expand and grow in that area as well. I have absolutely loved doing this show. It has also become hard, to be completely honest, to manage it all. I know we like to show our best selves and make it seem like it's easy juggling all of these multiple priorities in life, but 2020, I mean, it was a pandemic kind of year. I took my first break from the podcast ever. And while I have loved being able to do this podcast and interview different people, I do have other creative vision that I want to pursue in terms of educating around money. But this will be the last episode. I don't want to say forever because I don't believe in forever, but in case you are tuning into this as your first one, first episode for Work Your Wealth, please feel free to go back to the archives. There are a ton of resources and valuable content there for you. So for now, I do want to take some time and just share some of the lessons that I've learned along the way in doing this podcast, and then just give you an update on where things are at for me. Know how much I appreciate that you have been on this journey with me. So in launching this podcast, I launched this podcast in February of 2017, almost 1 year exactly after the launch of the Work Your Wealth book. So I wrote Work Your Wealth, 9 Steps to Making Smarter Choices with Your Money, and that launched in February of 2016. I was able to do some speaking and media with that book launch, and from there, I got the idea to launch a podcast as a great way to expand the reach and to help educate more people around their finances, because ultimately that's basically my life passion and vision, always has been, always will be. So launching a podcast is a hard thing. Writing a book is a hard thing. Launching a business is a hard thing. So is selling your business. All of these things take risks. And if you take away anything from this podcast is to take those creative risks in your career, in your personal life, in your professional life, even, you know, when it comes to pursuing your financial goals and you're saving for the goal and you actually hit that amount saved and then you are going to spend the funds on that thing that you have saved for, there's risks. There's risk involved. And we never know what's on the other side. But allowing yourself that space to take those risks and to see what happens instead of closing the door, instead of stopping, instead of shutting down the opportunity before you actually pursue it and see it through. I hope that you are encouraged to take risks, because this podcast for me launched so much. It launched more media for me. It launched video. It launched me into getting clients, into growing my business, into being on other podcasts, expanding my brand and reach, and eventually selling the business. This podcast for me really helped to expand my name in the financial services industry and to build that brand, because a lot of people weren't doing this level of marketing at the time or this kind of education for their audiences. And so being on the front lines of those things and taking the risks that others might not want to is a great thing. You might not know what you're doing. You might fumble through it, but you're always going to be able to learn something from it. Even if you fail and you fail hard, you're going to learn something from it. So I want to encourage you to take risks in your life. The second lesson I want to share is do what you love. This podcast was fun for me and great and enjoyable because I love talking about money. I was just telling my husband the other day that I can't meet new people and not talk about money because I just love talking about business and money. It comes out that way, and then it makes people uncomfortable right away when you're trying to just have natural, casual conversation. I want to go right to, how do you negotiate your salary? And oh, how does that work for your business? Really, it's a little bit socially awkward of me, but you know, I love it and I own it. And this podcast was about doing what I love. And hopefully you felt that in the interviews and you feel that in the content that comes from Workable Wealth, that this is my passion. And when you pursue something that is your passion and you do what you love, other people can see that and they feed off of that energy. So if you're doing something that you don't love, I encourage you to give yourself space to put it down. And if there are things that you love and that you're not pursuing, make space for that. Make creative space. People always ask what my hobbies are. And to be honest, this podcast, creating, writing these things about money, work and hobbies, it all really combined over time for me because it was just so fun. Writing is one of my hobbies. Talking about money and telling stories, talking about money isn't a hobby, but telling stories is part of my hobbies. I love that creative aspect of it. And so doing what I loved has made this process so much more enjoyable and has really made it fun for me to make those connections with other people. The third lesson that I've learned throughout these past 4 years and even throughout business and life in general is allow yourself to evolve. So often we set out on a path with this vision of what our life or this outcome should look like. And what happens when you actually meet that goal, right? If you don't evolve beyond that, you flatline, you stagnate. And so allowing yourself to evolve is so important. I'll never forget going through the merger with Abacus just 2 years ago. And that was 2 years halfway into the recording this podcast. I merged in with Abacus Wealth Partners and I questioned and I spun. I didn't know how to share that with this audience. And I wondered what people would think of me. And I was very wrapped up in what the perception would be. And none of that actually matters because I had done the life planning. I had done the inner work to know that this was a move that I wanted to make for my vision and my passion and my life values. And I was getting held up by all of these other things and holding myself back in a lot of ways. And so I encourage you to allow yourself to evolve. It is okay to change course. I've been a financial planner for 17 years now, and now I have evolved. I'm a chief marketing officer at Abacus Wealth Partners. I run sales for the company, and my leadership cap is on. When I launched Workable Wealth and I was CEO of my own company, did I ever think that I'd be in an executive level team at a much, much larger company than that? No. And did I think that I would be sitting in a CMO seat ever when I went to school for financial planning? Absolutely not. But I've allowed myself that space to evolve and to see what's behind the doors and to see if maybe it's interesting to me or maybe it's not and I can close the door, but I've allowed myself that space. And I encourage you to give yourself that space to evolve and to also change course. It's okay to change your mind on things. It's okay to build your own path. You don't have to follow somebody else's career path for yourself. You can design your own career. So even if there is a clearly constructed line for how to get from point A to point C and then D, E, F, you can go all the way off course, loop it around, go backwards, and end up at Z on your own charted territory without anybody else giving you a hand, pulling you along the way. So I encourage you to allow yourself to evolve. That is what has allowed me to really make the space to expand in my leadership skills and capabilities, to make an impact in ways that I hadn't allowed myself to before. And it's brought me to this point to continue to increase my impact in the financial services industry. The fourth lesson is that it is okay to walk away. in the past few months and weeks, even leading up to this decision to wrap up the Work Your Wealth podcast, it has been very, very heavy for me. And it has been hard, and I've had to reach out to multiple people for input, but it's something that's been on my mind and my heart for about 6 months now. My career path really pivoted last year, and my workload shifted in what I could take on and what I couldn't take on. And I had to reprioritize where I can focus things and what I want to do for my focus and how I want to allocate my time. And there's been a lot of guilt that I put on myself around putting this podcast on a hiatus or on the back burner for who knows how long, or just to give myself that time of not having the pressure of having to come back to it and hit record. Same way with Workable Wealth, with choosing to merge my company into Abacus Wealth Partners. I felt guilty walking away, thinking I was letting people down. And again, this is holding other people's perceptions of me higher than I was holding my perception of myself, right? What I believe for myself and what I believe about myself matters much more, no offense, than what you all should think of me. But I was definitely weighing that a lot. You know, as somebody who does marketing, you definitely want to worry about perception. And I was letting that spill over a little bit too much. But I do know that as I have walked away from opportunities, and I did this all the time, owning your own business, you say no to things, you walk away from things, you wrap up clients, you turn things down, and you walk through different doors. It's okay to walk away from things that used to be a yes. It's okay to wrap up those clients that used to be a yes, that maybe it's complete or it's no longer a fit. It's okay to end relationships. It's okay to change your savings goals and to change your mind on things. And so I've learned over time, especially over these past few years, that it's okay to walk away. It's okay to build something great and then to let things end on a high note. It's okay to do that, and giving yourself space to walk away from things too, whether it's a job, a person, a savings goal, whatever that is, a project, it is okay to walk away. And I hope that me taking the opportunity for this space for myself is an example to you for how you can make space in your life as well, or walk away from things that aren't necessarily aligned with where you're at right now. And finally, this is a lesson that I carry with me and that you have heard me say hundreds of times if you listen to the podcast or any of the times that anything that I've done in the media or what I'm about, is that nobody will look out for you. No one will look out for you like you look out for you, period. Nobody will look out for you like you look out for yourself. And I hope you carry that with you. I hope you remember that it's okay to advocate for yourself. It's okay to ask for what you want. It's okay to take those risks and to think you might ruffle some feathers if you're going aggressive on something. It's okay to advocate for and to put yourself first, no matter the situation, relationships, finances, career, all of those things, your health. It is okay to advocate and put yourself first, because nobody will look out for you like you look out for you. And keeping that in mind as you're going through your career, as you're going through your finances and building your wealth, remember that. Remember that you are your number one priority, and that it's important to put on your own safety vest, safety mask, whatever it is that's keeping you protected. Put that on first to protect yourself, and then you're looking out for others. Because if you're not looking out for you, who else will? So those are the five lessons I learned over the past 4 years in doing this Work Your Wealth podcast, and also just in navigating building Workable Wealth as a financial planning firm and merging it in with Abacus Wealth Partners and shifting my career from financial planning to marketing and sales and still financial planning. So there's been a lot that's transpired, and I was very hesitant when I merged in with Abacus. I wasn't sure what to expect, I will tell you that. I've always had one eye on what was the next thing, or was this going to be the best place for me? And I can tell you, 2 years in actually this month, it's been a really good decision. It has pushed me in ways that I could not have imagined. The past year for the pandemic has definitely challenged me as a mom, as a leader, as a member of an executive team. We manage $3.5 billion of assets under management right now. And I have my own marketing team. I help to coach the advisors on marketing and sales, and being able to strategize and lead a team we helped our teams like 65 to 70 people right now. And being able to sit on an executive team for an organization at this level and the impact and change that we can make in the industry has been amazing. And I mean, just our efforts on diversity, equity, and inclusion, the messages we get to send out, the way we get to talk about who our clients are and the way we align money with values. I love being a part of something. I have loved having my voice and my face on things as I built my career, but I love being able to lift others up. I love being able to motivate the next generation of female advisors that are coming through and to inspire them and to give them the pep talks they need to take the risks in their careers and to motivate advisors of all ages of taking those risks and being their authentic selves and their marketing and their messaging so that they can better connect with their audiences. Being able to have this impact and not have it be my face, but be the one behind the scenes cheerleading people on and encouraging them to take risks in their careers has been incredibly rewarding. And it was definitely a struggle going from being a little bit of a lone wolf and hanging out with other lone wolves and coming together to now having coworkers and staff meetings and team meetings. And that was all the stuff that I thought I would never want to go back to. But now being a part of it, I love the people that I work with. I love the family that is there and the environment that we do have and the culture and what it's about. So I hesitated for so long because I knew the more I immersed myself there, I would have to let go of who I thought I was and who I was telling myself that I was. And I can tell you, I'm incredibly happy with where my career is. I'm incredibly happy with the impact I'm able to still make in the financial services industry. I'm incredibly happy with the education I still get to push out to women around making smarter choices with their money. I really feel like I have the best of all worlds. And my kids are still, call them tiny humans. They're 5 and 3 and they're growing up, and I'm getting to spend much more time with them than I would have otherwise. And so it's about finding balance. And in choosing to wrap up this podcast, it's making that space available for creativity, for ideas, for the next big thing. I know I'm still, my life vision is all about educating women around their money, and I'll continue to do that in whatever shape or form comes to me. But I hope that in general, I hope you've enjoyed the last 4 years for the Work Your Wealth podcast. I know that I've enjoyed getting to know all of my listeners. I've enjoyed the questions and the interviews, and I just thank you so much for being a part of this journey. So if you want to continue to follow my work, I'd recommend if you're going to the abacuswealth.com website, we have a newsletter there. We're putting out content every month. There's financial education. There's money meditations over there. There's LGBTQ+ initiatives. There's women in money initiatives. There's a ton of content that you can find on the Abacus Wealth Partners website. That's abacuswealth.com. You can also go to abacuswealth.com/get-started. And there is a form there. You can book a consultation with somebody from our new clients team, and they'll see if it's a fit for you to work with Abacus or work to point you in the right direction. And that's it from me for now. I'll make sure all of these links are in the show notes. The Workable Wealth website lives on. It will always be there. All this content, past podcasts, past blogs will be able to be found and accessed there. And I'm still on social media at Mary B. Storge on Twitter, on Instagram. You can find me there. Take care. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you're ready to start making smarter choices with your money, head over to www.workyourwealthbook.com to grab a copy of Work Your Wealth and learn the exact financial planning tips I walk through with my clients.